Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. His topic for today is preparation. But before we bring him on the air, I will open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on this call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I'm asking additional prayer today on my own behalf as I am a bit under weather, and I just ask you all pray that I will be restored to a normal portion of health. And it appears that we have no other requests at this time, so the next voice that you will hear will be that of Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Good morning. And we will open with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this lovely day as we're preparing to get started. We thank you for shaking us and waking us this morning and stepping into what you have in store for us. We pray for Sister Danielle's health, that she may be restored to full functioning. This is the time of year where we can all take a downturn with our health. We pray for this sister. We thank her so much for everything she does to prepare for our Grace Nurture program every single week, Lord. We pray that her health is restored, and we pray that you touch her in a very special way, and thank you so much for this lovely sister that does an outstanding job, an excellent job, just to get us ready for our program Monday through Friday of every week. And thank you for her and her family, and please, Lord, keep her safe. We also pray for our dog, Shokala, who has cancer. We did get word yesterday. It has spread from his liver to his stomach. He's been with us for 10 years, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful life you've given us. We pray that we're able to make the right decisions at the right time. We thank you for all the love you've given us and all the expressions we've given back to Shokala during this 10 years. And thank you for letting this beautiful life live with us. And we hope that we've given him at least an ounce of love back that he's given us over this period of time. Thank you so much. So we pray for me and my wife as we are making preparations for his transition at some point, that we can continue to be strong. We also pray for Sister Rosalie Williams, who had COVID and went into the hospital. We're praying that she makes a recovery. We pray for my Aunt Luby Stranzer, who's still recovering from COVID. We pray for everyone out there that's been touched by this, whether they've lost a loved one or whether they're going through it right now. We pray that everyone is touched by the Lord in a special way, and that he's able to help us navigate these really rough waters we're going through. We pray for all the ministers that prepare our lessons for Grace Nurture each week. Thank you so much for Brother Willie Bradshaw to stand behind this program. And we pray for just the messages we're given, Lord, that they are beneficial to everyone on this call and all of our church members and church family out there. We pray for lost loved ones. We pray for unemployment, that people may be able to find work. We also pray for food insecurity, that people don't have it, that people are able to provide for their families. We also pray for traveling grace. If they're traveling to see loved ones, that they're continuing to socially distance and do everything they can to stay safe. And we just pray for peace, Lord. Thank you so much for everything you give us today. As I open with our lesson of preparation, I was just looking at all the leaves after I got returned home from work yesterday, and I said every leaf in Atlanta had fell in my yard last night. So we got the sugar gums, we got maple leaves, we got everything. So I'll be busy this weekend, blowing leaves and bagging leaves. So if anyone has some extra time and they're bored or not busy, just come on out. And I don't know if you saw the moon last night. It was a full moon. It was a white moon. And as I looked up at it, I watched the white clouds just roll by very quickly. And the wind was really whispering through the trees last night. And, you know, it was a moment of peace for me. Sometimes if you just sit still and just look at what's happening and what's happening in nature, things just come to you. One thing I wanted to remind you of is don't forget to set your clocks this weekend. And also, vote early. We never know what the weather's going to do. So let's get to our lesson of preparation. So far in our overview, look at the story of the fall of Jericho. We've seen the Lord bolster Joshua's confidence with repeated assurances to be strong and courageous. The next serious step they had to take was to get across the flooded River Jordan, if you remember. The priest had carried the ark into the river, and as their feet touched the waters, the Lord held back the waters and the entire nation crossed over. They were literally going down a road they'd never traveled before. They'd always been wanderers living in tents from place to place. Now they'll have to become conquerors. Totally different position, right? They're taking the land of Canaan for their own possessions. Now, once they'd gotten across the river and into the promised land, they had to stop for a second and remember. They built a memorial with 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. This memorial would stand as a reminder of the Lord's power and their unity as a nation. Now the children of Israel, who were led by Joshua, they find themselves on the plains outside of the city of Jericho. This city was in a perfect location at the crossroads of several trade routes that led to the east and the nations that thrived there. Some led to the west, to Egypt, and then to North Africa. Some roads led into the modern-day Syria and Turkey. Jericho was a really wealthy city because it was situated just below sea level, just north of the Dead Sea. It was green and fertile all year long, so you could grow things there. You can still pick fresh citrus fruit there in December, to give you an idea of how fruitful it was. As the Israelites camped there on the plains before this fortified city, some things need to take place. Before they try to attack and take the city of Jericho, first they need to prepare. Remember, our lesson is preparation. And the Bible says, "Now Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out and no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and the valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, seven priests shall carry seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat. And the people will go up, every man straight ahead.' So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said to them, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests carry seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord.' Then he said to the people, 'Go forward and march around the city, and let the armed men go on before the ark of the Lord.'" So he's giving them instructions, right? "And it was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord went forward and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priest who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark while they continued to blow the trumpets. But Joshua commanded the people, saying, 'You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you, shout.'" And remember, this was the Lord's instructions, right? Sometimes he wants us to go somewhere and be quiet, not mumble, not say a word. Just be quiet and follow the instruction. Then you shall shout, Joshua says. So he had the ark of the Lord taken around the city, circling it once. Then they came into the camp and spent the night in the camp. Now Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, while they continued to blow the trumpets. Thus the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did so for 6 days over in Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. So the Lord had some definite plans in mind for the people to follow. None of them made sense from a military standpoint. Trust me, you know, when you read in the military tactics books about marching around the city in silence for 6 days and see what happens, most of us would probably think that would probably not be a good strategy. But from a military standpoint, they should have built siege weaponry, you know, towers to shoot over these tall walls of Jericho and or dig ditches to undermine the walls. Instead, the children of Israel were prepared with a few simple steps. This is still today the kind of preparation that will bring walls down. And preparation involves worship. Remember, the Lord wants us to worship together. This whole event around the city is full of worship, full of following instruction. Worship plays a central role in preparing us to bring down the walls of the enemy. It keeps the focus on the one who really wins the battles. It takes the focus off of our efforts, which would be useless in these battles. It keeps the focus on the Lord's methods, which are the ones that will work. So to get ready to go into battle, devote some time to worship the Lord. Worship prepares us for the battles to come. Preparation also involves trust. It says, you know, when they had the victory, so with us, victory comes only when we do things the Lord's way and trust that doing things his way will gain us victory. Preparation also involves obedience. This simple obedience grew out of their enormous trust in the Lord who had brought them to safety and miraculously into Canaan. So in my closing thoughts, keep God close. Follow his instructions and keep God's commandments carefully. I trust and pray that you have a great day today, and I trust and pray that something has been said that allows us to prepare for everything that has happened in our lives or that's going to happen in our lives and things that we cannot see because the Lord is preparing our lives for us. And sometimes we just need to be quiet and listen. Thank you so much for joining our call at Grace Nurture today, and everyone have a fantastic weekend.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But as it's not favoring your side, I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like
the problem
is fine.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
but thank God,
therefore
I don't
need I'll be.
And it made,
like
made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve enough.
Mercy,
I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not sin. Lord, just let my favorite
I don't have to sin every day.
No, one day I'll be like.